An Outfit for All Occasions. Written by Ramsey Baggins. Recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, our flag means death. Summary. Steed has just received a new delivery, and he's very excited to try it out with Ed.
Package for you, love,
Ed called from the hallway. Steed scrambled to his feet as fast as he could and practically ran to the front door, where Ed was looking through the letters that had arrived alongside the cardboard box. Steed bent down to pick it up, his heart hammering in his chest. Ed looked up as Steed started to walk off.
Anything cool?
He asked. Steed bit down on the smirk that threatened to flash across his face. Not sure. I've got a few things coming. Probably the new book about insect species in the Amazon I've been waiting on. Ed smiled fondly and leaned forward to kiss him.
You're so fucking weird. I love it. Hey, I gotta go out and pick up a few bits from the shop. Need anything?
Nah. Steed smiled back. I'll probably go and curl up in my armchair upstairs with this. Though I wouldn't say no to some sort of sweet treat if you see anything.
I'll see what I can find, Ed said.
He pecked Steed on the lips again before grabbing his keys from the hook by the door and heading out. Steed practically ran up the stairs to the master bedroom, ripping the box open as he went. He placed the cardboard in the wastebasket, then pushed through the door into his and Ed's walk-in wardrobe. He licked his lips in excitement at the new addition in his hands, before reaching the locked door at the back of the room. He fished the key out from its hiding spot on a top shelf under an old sweater Steed didn't wear anymore, and unlocked the door. He could feel his cheeks warming as he entered the secret room, the room only he and Ed had ever used. The door closed behind him with a soft click. Steed could never help himself when he was in this room. He always found himself looking at every object and garment in their collection, running his eyes over the glass-shelved cabinets and neat rows of padded coat hangers which covered every spare inch of the walls. He moved over to the rail adorned with colorful hip harnesses. He took his time to flick through them, each one bringing back a distinct memory. The very first one he'd bought after coming out, a simple one of teal leather and a golden-colored ring fixed in place at the front. It had been a tentative purchase at the time, but it had immediately felt right. It was old and worn, and didn't see much use nowadays, but he still liked to keep hold of it for sentiment's sake. It wasn't until he'd met Ed that he'd really started to build his collection. Over the years, they'd managed to build up quite a collection. There was the pastel pink and blue one Steed had commissioned as his very first custom piece, only a couple of weeks after meeting Ed. The black and purple one Ed had ordered for their first anniversary. The padded silver and black one that laced up the back like a corset, which had arrived once he was given the go-ahead for vigorous exercise after top surgery. The orange and lavender lace patterned one for their engagement week away, and the similar white lace for their wedding night. The dark purple one with batwing bows they'd ordered on a whim for Ed, which only saw very occasional use, but was still beautifully made and looked after. Ed's coordinated chest harnesses hung just as carefully on the rail below, and Steed added his new matching one to the collection. Each hip harness had at least one matching attachment, if not more. Sometimes Steed wanted to color coordinate, sometimes he wanted to mix things up. He'd commissioned the one he was holding to match a brand new dildo he'd managed to snag from his favorite manufacturer's new moth-inspired collection. He'd managed to sneak that up to the auxiliary wardrobe without Ed noticing as well. Steed grinned giddily as he shucked off his t-shirt and sweatpants, then stepped into the new harness. He adjusted the straps and admired himself in the floor-length mirror. He ran his hands down his body, feeling the soft hair on his chest and belly, looking at how the bright leather straps emphasized his perfect bubble of an arse. He walked over to one of the glass display cabinets and reached straight for the new toy. There were others in the case, bigger, shaped less conventionally, made of different materials, but Steed wanted to use the matching set. A thrill ran down his spine as he inserted the cock into the ring at the front of the harness and tightened the straps again. He looked perfect. The last thing, the pièce de résistance, was a quick dip into a drawer. Steed shuddered as he loosed the strap around his waist just enough to slip a small bullet vibrator into the specially made pouch on the back of the ring padding, then squeezed some milky-colored lube into a reservoir in the balls of the dildo, and closed the cap. Already, Steed took a deep breath and pulled his shirt and sweatpants back on. The front of the sweats tented obscenely around the silicone cock, and Steed couldn't help but bite his lip and smirk at the thought of Ed's reaction when he got home. Ed put his back against the door and pushed, shopping bags bunched in his hands. He hadn't meant to pick up so much, but Steed's favorite wine had been on offer, and then he'd had an idea for dinner to go with it, and he may have bought a whole box of pastries because Steed asked for something sweet. "Home," he called as he reached the kitchen and unceremoniously dumped the bags on the counter. There was no reply as Ed filtered the groceries to their places. Wine in the countertop rack, ingredients for dinner into the fridge, ice cream in the freezer. He grabbed the box of pastries and headed upstairs. He knew Steed could get lost in a good book, especially one he'd been waiting on for a while. He knocked on the bedroom door and slowly pressed it open. "Hey, love, got you some pastries while I was out." The door opened enough to reveal Steed lying on the bed. "They look too good to..." Ed's mouth went dry as Steed put the book he'd been reading onto the bedside table and looked at him, revealing a large tent in his sweatpants. "Oh." Steed smirked. "Everything all right, darling?" Ed nodded, his brain too preoccupied to form words. "Care to join me?" Ed was striding across the room before Steed had finished speaking, shoving the box of pastries onto his own bedside table. He barely registered the sound of books falling to the floor before he had his hands running down Steed's sides and hips. His breath caught as he felt the familiar bumps of straps under Steed's clothes. Steed smiled at him, a glint in his eye. "You seem to be in an awful hurry. What's got you all worked up?" "Steed Bonnet, you abso-fucking-lutely know what's got me worked up. I need you inside me right this fucking minute." Ed pulled his t-shirt over his head as he spoke. Steed cocked a brow. "My, my. I think that can be arranged." Ed growled as he pulled his jeans down, then reached over and yanked Steed's t-shirt over his head. Steed laughed as it mussed up his hair, but Ed was focused on one thing and one thing only. He grabbed the legs of Steed's sweatpants and pulled them down and off in one fluid motion, revealing an entirely new harness and cock. "Steed," Ed said quietly, taking it all in. "Yes, darling?" "New." Ed's head felt like it was full of static as heat rushed across his skin. "My pre-order for the Rosy Maple Moth cock arrived, and I may have ordered myself a matching harness to go with it." Ed swallowed as he drank in every detail. The cock was perfect, just the right length and thickness, with a ridge around the head and a couple of winding veins. It was a beautiful marbled pink and yellow color, just like the image on the pre-order page Steed had excitedly shown him when they went live on the site. It was nestled in the silver ring of a new harness, the straps a bright pink and the padding all a just as luminous yellow. It was beautiful. "Fuck, Steed. You're so fucking gorgeous." He leaned forward and captured Steed's mouth in a searing kiss. "Need me to warm you up?" Steed's eyes were wide and pupils blown as he pulled back and nodded. "Yes, please." Ed grinned and crawled backwards until he could nose along Steed's beautiful thighs, pressing kisses higher until he reached the straps. Steed was soaking, the tops of his thighs wet and musky. Ed nipped softly at the skin before raising his head and licking a stripe right up the underside of the colorful silicone. He grinned as Steed gasped and flicked his eyes up to meet Steed's. He was biting his lower lip and watching intently. Just as Ed took the tip into his mouth, Steed gasped out. "Just don't suck too hard, okay? This one has a surprise. I don't want to ruin it." Another jolt of heat flashed through Ed's body. A surprise. Oh, he was so ready to be filled. Ed worked Steed's cock in earnest, keeping his eyes locked on Steed's as he circled his tongue around the head and then bobbed low to take the full length into his mouth. Steed hitched and gasped at the sight, and Ed grinned to himself. He loved doing this for Steed. He loved sucking his cock and making such a show of it that Steed couldn't help but haul him up and fuck him until they were both screaming. It didn't take long this time. Suddenly, Steed's hands moved from their firm grip in Ed's hair to under his shoulders and pulled. Ed followed easily, capturing Steed's mouth in another filthy kiss. "God, you always swallow my cock so well," Steed gasped. "I'm going to fuck you now." Ed groaned in relief. "Yes, fuck, yes, please." He was so hard it was almost painful. "On your front," Steed ordered, and Ed complied quickly, resting his cheek on a pillow and spreading his legs, his arse presented just right. He felt Steed reposition before warm fingers ran along the cleft of his buttocks. They disappeared for a second, then came back slicked up. Steed spread the lube around Ed's hole quickly and efficiently, and got to work opening him up in his perfectly practiced way. Ed was a gasping mess by the time he was done. "Please, Steed, fill me up. Please." Ed groaned into the pillow. "Please." "Okay, darling," Steed replied softly. Ed moaned as he felt the blunt tip of Steed's cock press against his hole, then gasped as it slipped through. Steed pushed forward with a steady, unstoppable glide. Ed fisted his hands into the sheets as desire coursed through him so hot and heavy he thought he might die right in that moment. He felt Steed's thighs meet his, felt the silicone balls against his arse, and groaned at the sensation of being completely filled. "I'm going to add a little something, okay?" Steed asked. Ed nodded, his brain still overloaded with Steed's cock. He jolted slightly as he felt Steed reach down between them, then sighed as he felt a faint vibration tingle through Steed's cock and into him. Steed let out a long, deep moan, and Ed had to bite down hard on his lip to stop himself from coming right there and then. After a few moments, Steed managed to speak through heavy breaths. "Can I move?" "Steed, please fucking move. Move right this. Oh." Ed cried out as Steed pulled out and thrust back in, the length of his perfect cock dragging against Ed's prostate perfectly. Sparks fizzled through his body as Steed set a slow, hard rhythm. "Fuck, Ed, you're so beautiful like this. So good to me. So good at taking my cock." Ed moaned and shut his eyes as the praise started to fall from Steed's lips. "Made for me. Gorgeous. Perfect." The words all melted into one long run-on wash of noise and praise and heat as Steed's cock continued to hit the most sensitive spot within Ed, over and over. His limbs turned to jelly. His nerves were blinding lightning. His cock ached between his legs. He whined as the sensations became almost overwhelming. "Do you want to come, Ed?" Steed asked, his tone different to cut through Ed's sex-addled haze. "Yes," Ed sobbed in response. "I want to come. Please, let me come, Steed." "Okay, darling. You can come. It's okay." Ed's hand flew to his cock. He pumped in time with Steed's thrusts until heat pooled in his belly and his balls tightened, and he cried out as he painted the sheets with long stripes of cum. Steed stopped thrusting and ground hard against Ed's arse, buried to the hilt and making small circles against him. A few seconds later, Steed gasped and shuddered against Ed, keening as his own orgasm rocketed through him. Ed whined in pleasure as he felt something warm flood into him. Steed reached down and turned off the vibrator before it pushed him into the realm of oversensitive, and pulled out of Ed as he dropped to the bed. "Fuck," he whispered as he stared down at Ed's hole, open and dripping with the milky lube Steed had come into him. Oh, look at you, so leaking for me, so beautiful. Steed thumbed the edge of Ed's hole and let the moment burn into his memory. A finger joined his thumb, swiping through the mess before disappearing. A moment later, Ed spoke. Steed? Yes, Steed answered, still staring, holding Ed's cheeks apart. Did you come in me? There was a wet popping noise. Did you come strawberry-flavored lube into me? Steed swallowed. Yeah, I came in you, Ed. Fuck. Ed groaned. Oh, shit, that's fucking hot. Oh my god, Steed. Oh, fuck. Can I clean you up? Sure, love. You can do any... Oh my fucking god. Steed couldn't help himself. Ed just looked too good. He leant down and ran the flat of his tongue over Ed's hole, savoring the fake strawberry sweetness. The thought that he was eating his own cum out of Ed was almost enough to get him going again, even at his age. Ed moaned beneath Steed's tongue as he worked, making sure he gathered every last drop he could. Finally, he was done, and he collapsed onto the bed beside Ed. Ed shuffled to rest his head on Steed's shoulder and flung an arm across his belly. That was fucking incredible, Steed, Ed murmured against his skin as he pressed a soft kiss against his shoulder. Yeah. Steed still felt dazed, like he was floating on a cloud. Yeah, it was. I want to do that again as soon as you're up for it. That sounds good to me. Steed blinked as he started to come back to himself. Maybe next time you could wear the matching chest harness. Steed felt rather than heard Ed's chuckle. Fucking hell, I really am the luckiest guy on earth. Steed smiled. I think I could give you a run for your money. Now, about those pastries. The end.